Good morning, Soraya. It's Jeff. How's it going today?
All right, yourself?
I'm doing great. Episode 66.
Can you believe that?
No. No.
Neither can I, man.
So I think this one should be a fun one.
Look, it's all about things that we uncover.
Yes, things we uncover. So we did an episode about 3x4. Where the Paisley Underground bands cover each other. So that was a version of covers. And then we did an episode where the Paisley Underground bands covered other bands.
Right.
Non-Paisley Underground bands, mostly.
So what could be next?
So we came up with an idea to find some covers online of bands covering the Paisley Underground.
Yep. So, and uncover we did.
And we're still uncovering as we record this. There's still some popping up. Anyways, we decided to pick a few of them. Actually, one from each band. You were going to pick one from each band. I was going to pick one from each band. And we'll play it. So it'll be a lot of music today. Not a whole lot of talking.
Even better.
Let's get going.
All right.
Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, a groovear.
Let's get groovy. All right. I say we start with the 3 o'clock and you start first. And I want to know who you uncovered.
So, way back, Jeff, I want you to take a journey back with me to 2013. So 2013, 3 o'clock reforms, they're doing Coachella, they're doing some warm-up shows, and in an interview, Danny Bonnier mentions this cover by the Spinning Jennies. And I remember writing it down and saying, I need to find this. And It's a cover of Jet Fighter. And so thanks to Danny Bonnier, this is my pick, Spinning Jennies with Jet Fighter.
Very cool. So we reached out to Spinning Jennies frontman, singer and guitarist Jeff Shelton and asked him if he would intro the song. So let's let Jeff intro it.
Beautiful.
Hey, this is Jeff from the San Francisco band Spinning Jennies. So this cover of the 3 o'clock song Jet Fighter was originally recorded back in 2001 and ultimately put on our 2002 album Stratosphere. The physical album's been out of print for quite some time, but there are plenty of digital copies still floating around out there. I think it was our drummer's suggestion at the time to cover this song. We were both pretty familiar with the 3 o'clock, but thought it would be a cool and interesting cover that not a lot of people would recognize, but those who were into 80s pop and alternative and power pop in general would totally dig. So it was a good choice. A few interesting tidbits about this song. I still have a fax from Michael Quercio, who's sent to me before the album came out, giving us his blessing on the song and inclusion of it on our album. And it's one of those cherished pieces in my old Spinning Jenny scrapbook, which is pretty cool. There's also a fairly distinct lyrical flub in one of the verses. I didn't have a printed lyric sheet at the time we were recording it, and I was simply going off what I thought was being sung. So see if you can spot that. Anyway, thanks for listening and enjoy our version of Jet Fighter on Paisley Stage, Raspberry and Rhyme.
Flying at time.
Oh, that was a pretty cool intro that Jeff did.
Extremely. Now, did you find the lyrical flub?
I think I did, but I would rather we'd not say, so our listeners can maybe chime in and see what they think. But
we want to see if you can find the lyrical flub that he mentions.
I think
and
I
naughty,
did.
Naughty for not using the lyric sheet readily available with 16 tambourines. But I'll let him pass with that.
I always get lyrics wrong all the time.
Hey, if I'm not reading the lyrics in front of me, I'm going to get it wrong. All right, Jeff, what did you pick?
Okay, so what I uncovered is a song that was originally off of Baroque Hoedown by the 3 O'Clock, and it's I Go Wild, and the cover is by Lisa Michaels. And the reason why I picked Lisa's song is because in 2013, again, if you'll go back in time with me now, I was in line, as you were, to get things signed and to see an appearance of the 3 O'Clock doing an in-store at Fingerprints in Long Beach, California. And Lisa was in line next to me. So later on, I did see that she posted this cover of I Go Wild, and the video is super cute. She's dancing around, hopping around, having so much fun. And I thought, man, I've got to include this as mine. So I had that connection meeting her in line at a 3 O'Clock in-store, so I figured it makes perfect sense for me to pick her. Anyways, we reached out to her, and I asked her if she would intro her song, and I also asked if she would give some information where people can find her if they want to dig deeper into Lisa, but let's let Lisa intro I Go Wild.
Hi, this is Lisa Michaels. So, I Go Wild is a song that just blew my mind from the moment I first heard it. I even played it for my mom just because I thought it was the greatest song in the whole universe. To me, this song has what a Beatles song has. It's classic, it's out there, it's a song you just never get tired of hearing. The 3 O'Clock remain near and dear to my heart and are a huge musical influence on me to this day. You can find me and all the music I'm creating at Lisa Michaels Music on Facebook, as well as michaelsfabulousplayground.com.
Thank you.
All right. That is such a fun version, Soraya. You have to see that video if you haven't seen it already.
I am going to seek that out.
She is going wild. It's cute. We'll post it. It's a really cute video. So anyways, thank you, Lisa, for sharing that introduction. We love the song. But we thought it would be interesting to hear what one of the members of the 3 o'clock thought about covers. So what did we ask Danny?
We asked him, what do you think when other artists cover your work? And what do you think of these two covers?
Great. So this is his answer. Danny Bonaire, drummer from the 3 o'clock.
My thoughts on songs that were written by the band that are covered is, well, number one, it's always flattering, but there hasn't been a slew of them. It's not like we have a chestnut that's been covered, 450 times. I think Jet Fighter has been covered, I don't know, I know Bart Davenport did it, and I think the Spinning Jennies and obviously the Bangles. I don't know if there's any more, but not a lot of times. But in any case, I think it's flattering. I mean, it's something where, I'm always curious to hear what happens. I think the funniest ones were, I'm going to take you off course a little bit, but on Vermillion, we had a song called On Paper, and we didn't find this out till way after we weren't a band, but somehow it became sort of this K-rock type hit on radio in the Philippines. And lo and behold, we found out later it's been covered a few times. You can actually go on YouTube and you can see like bands playing it, like it, I don't know. It looks like some sort of parties. A guy in the backyard in shorts. There was a female band. I can't remember their name now. I like something with sugar in it or something. All Philippines based. Then you can read some of the quotes, which are all fascinating. Cause it's like saying like, oh wow, oh Jet Fighter. Oh, I loved when it was on K-Rock. Oh, the memories. Except it's flipped and it's in the Philippines, and they mentioned some station there. And so that was probably the most curious one, because it was something we really didn't have any idea about till way after the fact. I guess flattery would be the best thing. I mean, and certainly I would love if it was, something of ours was sampled or was covered by somebody huge, because that would be a payday. But that's us thinking more on the selfish side. But yeah, I guess that's probably the most, but there isn't a ton of, you probably couldn't even make up two sides of an album of our covers.
Well, you mentioned the Spinning Jennies' Jet Fighter, which is one of the songs that we picked for this episode that we're doing. And I also picked Lisa Michaels' I Go Wild. Are you familiar with those covers? And what did you think of those, if you've heard those?
I've heard them. I mean, I think they're pretty true to the original. I don't know. Jet Fighter is one of those songs, and I think even I Go Wild. I mean, I don't know if there are songs you really can take apart. I think you sort of have to stay true to what they are, unless somebody wants to, really dissect them and create a different, a completely different take on it. So I think in those two cases, I think they sort of stay true to the original, and nothing's wrong with that. That's, again, I think it's flattering when, an artist even thinks about, covering a song of ours. And I think probably, in both cases, I think, I think they sort of just, took the interpretation and spun it into their own take, but stayed close to the original one. And nothing's wrong with that. I mean, we covered songs that we didn't reinvent the wheel on them. We just sort of made it, well, it's us doing it. And sometimes that's the stamp you want to put. I'm all for it. I wish there were more. I mean, there's not many, as I've said.
Very cool. That was really cool to hear Danny commenting on the covers.
Very nice.
All right.
Very kind of him to do so.
Yes. Thank you so much, Danny. So let's move on to the Bengals. Who did you uncover for a Bengals cover?
So I found a cover by a French band. They're called the Rhinograades.
Ooh.
And let me tell you why I picked this. First of all, because I thought it was a unique take on a song that we all know, Walk Like an Egyptian. But this, my dear Jeff, their version is called Surf Like an Egyptian. And I'm a sucker for a surf guitar. You know, who isn't? We were really fortunate to reach out and make contact with one of the members of the band, who unfortunately, due to a personal matter, couldn't intro the song. But we send good Paisley vibes out their way.
Absolutely.
And thank them for giving us permission to play this song for you. The Rhinograades, Surf Like an Egyptian.
Awesome. Totally tubular, dude.
It's not Dick Dale and Annette and Frankie aren't on the beach, but it's a pretty fun version. I thought it was a very unique version of the song.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeff? What'd you pick?
So this was hard for the Bengals because more so than the other three bands, as I was trying to find covers, there were so many cover versions on YouTube of Bengals song. Mostly people sitting in front of their computer singing Eternal Flame. I came across like 80 versions. Some like running the gamut of talent, but they're all kind of cool to watch. But I decided that I wanted to steer away from that kind of thing and do more of like the studio version type thing. And I came across Karen Bassett's version of In Your Room, which was the lead-off track from the Bengals' 1988 Everything album. And Karen is in so many LA bands. there's tons of them. I know she does a lot of bands with Robbie Rist, who most of our listeners probably know was Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Aquabats.
Yeah. So they have a band together with one of my favorite band names called the Test Pressings. And Karen was also a member of the Pandoras, one of the versions of Pandoras. And at some point, I'd like to have Karen back on to talk about the Pandoras album, Stop Pretending. But anyways, I thought this was a cool version. It's upbeat. This woman is so talented. She produces, but let's let Karen introduce the song.
Hi, this is Karen Bassett, and I recorded a cover of the Bangles song, In Your Room. I also made a music video, and it was shot in IKEA. So check it out. It's on YouTube. Here's my cover of the Bangles, In Your Room.
What'd you think of that one, Soraya?
That's a pretty boss version.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Her voice is really cool.
Yeah. Like, and she does everything. She plays drums. She plays keyboard. She produces. She plays guitar. She plays bass. She's a woman of many, many, many talents.
Multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah. And she was instrumental in the Muffs album, No Holiday. She was a big part of putting that together, too. So. Very, very talented person. Okay.
Yes.
Let's move on to Rain Parade.
Woo!
Were you able to find anything?
I did. Okay, so first of all, side note. Rain Parade has a really neat version of Carolyn's song done by This Mortal Coil. That was one of the trippiest covers that I found, but there are a number of them out there. And I will say, Jeff and I, while we're aware of a lot of established artists doing a lot of covers of the core four Paisley Underground bands, we kind of went looking for different covers and different artists, maybe artists that aren't as well known to, you know, a wider audience. So what I found was an interesting song choice, Only Business by Mary Lou Lord. So that's why I wanted to share it. I thought it was a unique choice. And I like her voice. I liked her approach to the song too. So
we tried reaching out to Mary Lou to see if she could intro the song, but didn't have much luck in that. So I think you're going to have to intro her song.
Well, then let's do it. Only Business, cover version by Mary Lou Lord.
Love that version.
Isn't it cool? It's like a super stripped down. Just there's something really, really soulful about her voice that I liked.
Yeah.
It just conveyed a neat sentiment. So I just liked it a lot. What about you, Jeff? What'd you find?
Well, I honestly didn't find a whole lot. But you were the one that pointed me in a couple directions, including that This Mortal Coil version of Caroline's song. I had never heard that, and I never discovered that. And you also pointed me towards this, the Shambles version of You Are My Friend. And I have a little story, and the reason why I decided to go with this one rather than a couple other ones that I was thinking of was because I actually met the front man, guitarist, singer of the Shambles, Bart Mendoza, at a 3 o'clock concert. So it was the 16 Tambourines tour, San Diego State University. Me and a couple buddies went to see the 3 o'clock, and Bart was walking around. I think he pulled up in a scooter, total mod guy. And he had a stack of 45 EPs, 45 RPM, 7-inch singles. It was an EP of his band at the time. They were called Manual Scan. The EP was called Plan of Action. And we took it home, and me and my friends, we loved it. In fact, the band that I was in at the time, The Insignificants, we ended up covering one of their songs, Nothing You Can Do, from Manual Scan. Manual Scan took a break, and Bart went on to form The Shambles. They did a version of You Are My Friend. And now Manual Scan is playing again shows around San Diego. And Bart is a big name around San Diego. He writes all kinds of things. He curates different events. He's a big part of the Beatle Fest that goes on in San Diego. Bart does a bunch of stuff, so I thought he could intro his own song better than I could, but anyways, that's why I decided to go with this one, because that personal connection that I had meeting him at a 3 o'clock show, kind of similar to the story with Lisa. But let's let Bart introduce his song.
Hello, this is Bart Mendoza from The Shambles, Manual Scan, True Stories, and a whole lot of other stuff. The Shambles decided to do a cover of The Rain Parade's You Are My Friend because they're one of our all-time favorite bands. We even got to do a show with them in downtown San Diego at a venue called New Generation back in the day. Definitely a career highlight. As for my music, you can find it at all the standard websites from Reverb Nation to Facebook. But in the meantime, here's The Shambles with our version of You Are My Friend, originally by The Rain Parade.
You are my friend. So sad this had to end.
How about that one?
I like that.
Me too. It's fun.
That is a really cool version.
Yeah, those guys were a good band. They've got some good albums and some really, really good songs. Some of those songs on those albums are really, really good. So, yeah. So thanks, Bart, for introing that song and allowing us to play that song. Great cover. And like we did with Danny, we wanted to reach out to Matt Pucci from Rain Parade and see what he thought. We asked him the same questions, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We asked, how do you feel when other artists cover your songs? And what do you think about the two covers we picked?
Yeah, and that conversation was a lot longer than just this part. But
it was a lot longer than Bart Mendoza's intro.
Yes. But we'll edit it down and we'll
give you a snippet, but yeah, as always, talking with Matt Peach is a lot of fun. So we're doing this covers episode, and we wanted your opinion on how do you like it when other bands cover or other artists cover your work?
Are you serious? That's like the ultimate compliment. Plus, you occasionally get paid, too, which is good. I think it's fantastic, and we're lucky had a bunch of our stuff covered. Song Blue's been covered at least twice and recorded. I just listened to that, You're My Friend, and obviously Wynn did it too. It's Live Dream Syndicate did it as well. That was fun. Mary Lou, board has done Only Business, which I was really pleased with, although it's pretty funny. When I first corresponded with her, I'm like, oh, thanks, man, for doing that song. She's like, who is this? It's Matt Peachy. She's like, how do I know you? Real Matt Peachy. And I'm like, hey, I don't think there's very many people trying to imitate me. So she thought it wasn't. I was like, no, it's just like Prince or Bob Dylan. It's just some schmo. You did my song. Anyway, that was fun. I suppose there's been others, and I can't think of one right now. But yeah, that's fun. I mean, I'm always interested to hear if they get all this, you know, what they do differently. The guys, what the hell's the name of the name? Not the blue airplanes or the blue somethings. The song Blue, they really nailed it. A Buffalo Tom did it too. His is a different version. I really like Bill a lot. He's a sweetheart. And I like his version too. That's a little more country. So yeah, I like it. Who doesn't? It's very flattering.
Did you happen to listen to the version of You Are My Friend by The Shambles?
I did. It's funny, Kakavis, Wynn told me this story when he was doing You're My Friend. He's like, he told me that those guys, like, had music stands and they put the chord. It's a little trickier than it sounds. I mean, none of the verses are the same.
Right.
Just for the shit, you non-musicians. But, you know, there's a lot of F's and C's and that switch around. And sometimes it's E minor and sometimes it's, you know, it's never the same. So he told me that after they'd done it, they were playing in Europe with Calculus, and he goes, hey, Chris, bet you $100 you can't play You're My Friend. And Calculus goes, fuck you, of course I can. Then he gets about halfway through the first verse, and he just kind of looks at him, and they all start laughing. So that was pretty funny. No, once we saw we could do it, that we could make every verse different, we did just as we could have. The Shambles did not. They did the simpler version, but damn it, the Dream Syndicate, man, they got all of them. That was fun. Although, it's nice to hear somebody like kind of plow through that. It's a good, nice, kind of fuzzy treatment of You Are My Friend. But yes, I did hear it, and it was a nice version. I liked it. But they played all the verses the same, which they aren't. But what?
Yeah. No. Matt's the best, right?
Ugh, Matt's always great. Yes!
Okay.
All right, let's talk Dream Syndicate.
Yeah, why not?
What'd you uncover?
So I found a really cool cover of the song Halloween by a Greek band called Mushrooms. Not to be confused with Pat Thomas's band Mushroom, but Mushrooms. And when I listen to this cover, it drew me in. I just thought it was such a spooky, cool version of it. And I found myself listening to it more than once. I just thought it was a really interesting take on it. And knowing, especially after talking with Chris Kakavas and talking with Steve Lynn a couple of times, this connection between Grease and Dream Syndicate is really interesting. So I just thought, oh, you know, what better? A Greek band covering a band that has a special connection to Greece. I thought it was pretty cool. So Jeff, Mushrooms doing Halloween.
So we reached out to the Mushrooms, and this is what they had to say.
Hi there, with the Mushrooms. Organically, thermonuclear, delicious. To get it out of the way, you can listen to our music on YouTube, and you can find us on Instagram at the Mushrooms Band altogether. Now, all of us think about the Days of Wine and Roses as a truly remarkable and influential album that changed the direction of our band by some degrees at the time being. And actually, we were lucky enough to open for the Dream Syndicate when they played Our Part of the World in the summer of '86. A few months before, at one of our first gigs, a superfan of ours recorded on a Walkman a rendition of Halloween, a song we really love to this day. So, to wrap it up, this is the Dream Syndicate's Halloween by the Mushrooms. Enjoy!
Sorry. I love that version. It makes me want to cool. It makes me want to be in that club watching them.
I thought it was a really fun version. Cool version. So all right, Jeff, what did you pick, my dear?
Wait, one thing I wanted to say. I tried researching those guys. I had no idea who they were, and I found out that they actually have 3 records out. They in 1986 they have an album called Taste of the Mushrooms. Okay. 1986 an album called Scarecrow Princess, spelled with one S, all in English. But if you go to like their websites and stuff, it's a lot of it's in Greek, which is Greek to me. And in 2019, last year they put out a 4-song EP called Sinner. It's pretty cool, very psychedelic. Anyways. I just flipped through a couple songs and listened to some samples worth checking out. But anyways, thank you for discovering that.
Yay.
Back to your question about what I found. I found something online and I tried to steer away from the kind of thing of a person sitting in front of their computer doing a version. And we tried to go for more studio recordings, live recordings, that kind of thing. But this one is an exception. I had to go with this one. And it's... Her YouTube channel name is Reno de la Casa, and she does a version of That's What You Always Say, and it's just a Russian girl sitting in front of her computer with her guitar doing a version of the song, and there's something about her singing on this song. It just really captured something special for me. She takes some liberties at the end of the song with some of the format of the song. I just like it. You can feel her heart in her version of the song. And I totally thought it was worth highlighting. So we reached out to Reno, and this is what she had to say about her song.
Hi, this is Reno from France. I chose to make a cover of That's What You Always Say from the band The Dream Syndicate, a song that I know for a very long time. I first listened to it on my boyfriend's iPod when I was in high school. So this song eventually reminds me of my first love. So this is me performing The Dream Syndicate, That's What You Always Say. I hope you will enjoy my version.
Stories and words, then here and then gone.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
It's cool.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought that one was really, really fun.
And I totally get what you're saying about there's something really earnest about her version. Yeah.
Yeah, and when I go through her channel, Soraya, she has some interesting covers. So for someone being on the other side of the globe, and some of these bands, or at least one of them, is an English band, but the rest were American bands. She does covers of Syd Barrett, Jefferson Airplane, Velvet Underground, some Lou Reed solo stuff, Sonic Youth, Country Joe and the Fish. And she can't be, I don't know how old she is, but she's a third my age. So she's very young and doing these very eclectic songs. And she's got a cool channel. If you have time, check out some of her covers.
That's awesome. She's got a good musical education.
Certainly. Yeah, she certainly does. So we reached out to Steve Wynn to find out what he thought about the covers, about covers in general of Dream Syndicate songs, and this is what he had to say.
Hi, this is Steve Wynn, a big fan and occasional guest of the Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme podcast, and I know that you guys are doing an episode about cover songs, the Paisley Underground, and this is great. I'm always very excited when my songs get covered, and I've had, luckily, a bunch of them over the years by some really well-known bands, and then a lot of bands that aren't as well-known, and you chose definitely a few of the latter. I had heard the version that you chose by Reno De La Casa, and I heard that, I've seen the clip before, and it just blew my mind. It's so beautiful, that version of That's What You Always Say. It's great. It's so pure, and I hope you can track her down, because I hadn't been able to, but wow. And also, the version of Halloween by Mushrooms, no idea. Never heard that or saw that before. At first, I thought you were talking about Mushroom, Pat Thomas's band, but it's not. Just the Mushrooms. Who are they? I like their version, because it sounds like the Velvet Underground from the Matrix tapes that Robert Quine did, so that's pretty funny. Anyway, I know you got a lot of people saying a lot of things, so I'll keep it short right there, but it's always nice being covered. I think those are two great ones. My favorites of mine ever were probably REM's live version of Medicine Show they did on the 84 tour several times, Luna doing That's What You Always Say, Concrete Blonding, When You Smile, and so many others. There was a great double CD that came out about 20 years ago of a bunch of cover songs of by friends and heroes and everything doing it. So that's great too. Look forward to hearing the show, and I'll talk to you soon. I'll be listening. Bye.
Love that guy.
He is honestly one of the nicest and one of the coolest guys ever.
He really is.
And he's super generous every time something new comes up with Dream Syndicate, you know, and he's gracious enough to let us sit and listen and talk with him about it. But I thought that was really neat. I think it's really neat when artists are familiar, even with maybe lesser known artists. Like, he'd heard that version of Reno De La Casa, but hadn't heard Mushrooms. So I put a little pat on my back that I brought something new to the table.
You stopped
I don't
him.
Do that often. But I just think it's cool when artists, one, are flattered by the versions, because I think you can be so protective over your own product, you know, but to say, yeah, you know, look at what Peachy said. It's flattering when someone does it, and also when someone kind of puts their own twist on it. I think it's really neat, because we've done cover shows before, and all the artists that we love, they've done their own covers of songs that are beloved anyway. So,
right.
I just think it's really neat. And I think it opens up the discussion where, like, you know, the expression game recognizes game. You know, artists recognize other artists and celebrate that. So, this was a cool topic.
Very cool. Yeah, and there's tons and tons and tons of other covers that we didn't talk about. From all four of these bands, there's plenty of covers. And we're still discovering them now, that, as we said earlier, yeah. That still some coming up. And I'm really curious what our listeners' favorite covers are from Paisley Underground songs, or some that they're aware of, because I'm sure there's tons that we don't even know about, right? So,
look, share them with us. Send us links or give us names, band names and covers. We'd love to hear it because Jeff and I, you know, we're still exploring, you know. We're still exploring all these covers that exist that we know are out there. We love finding, you know, new voices.
Absolutely.
You know, people we've never, you know, we haven't heard of, we'd love to hear more. And if any of you listeners have your own covers, I'm curious. If you sit in front of the computer strumming a guitar or playing a keyboard singing one, I'm curious. One of our listeners has to have one.
Yes, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I would think. A cover of Stupid Einstein or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone's got to have one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm tired of being uncovered. I need to go get dressed. So let's...
On that note, gente, agrubia.
Groove on, Paisley people. Get dressed.
Are you lost? Are you sad?